Wonderful. Okay. So I received all of your homework and there's some good things there. I didn't look at the last email you sent. I just got that a few minutes ago. So I'll download that in a little bit and I'll look at that for the next time we speak. But what I will do is go over what I saw in the email and I have some tips for you. Let's see here. So what I'm going to talk about first is the questionnaire, because I know you wrote down tips and Facebook posts, and then you wrote a questionnaire, and these were questions you would like to ask people in your questionnaire. I already off the bat, I love the questionnaire. I would actually use those as your Facebook post.
Okay.
I would pick, you have several here. I highlighted the ones I liked the most. And I will, I don't have Word, but I do have Google Docs. So I uploaded your file to Google Documents and highlighted what I like. So I'm going to try to export this back out and send this back over to you with my notes. The homework assignment with the recording, which I'll send either later today for you, no later than tomorrow. But I would definitely, you have several great questions here. For an example, the first one that really resonated with me personally was, do you like the sound of your voice? Because when I, and I think that may have been one I actually wrote in myself, because that actually, I when I was younger, I used to hate the sound of my voice. I just couldn't stand it. Like, I would hit the recording and I'd listen to like 20 seconds and I would turn it off and I hated the sound of my voice.
Right.
So I know that that's something that could be a point that could be a sensitive point for some people who could be some of your followers. Otherwise, I really liked possibly, how would you describe your speaking voice? But the one I really, really loved was, does your voice express the real you? That one was a winner for me. Let's see. I love the other one. Are you interested in developing a stronger, more dynamic, expressive, and healthy voice? I loved that one as well. I mean, there's many of them here that were really strong. Let's see. One that I wrote up was, if you could improve your voice, and I just wrote this up like sort of in impromptu, but if you could improve your voice, how would it, or how could it increase your sales? Or let's see, what was the one I wanted to ask on that? I want to tie people with you, understanding that improving the quality of their voice will increase their sales. So I want to begin to make that connection. It doesn't have to be every post has to be about that, but I feel like that there should be at least a nugget of that somewhere along the line when you're posting something, so that the connection begins to get made. Now, it could be, for an example, that you get an image on, go to Google Images and you'll find an image of a collection of dollar bills or something that represents money, and then use that as your image, and then your question you would pose to connect with that so that they see the visual image of money, and then they see where you're asking the question, improve your voice, increase your sales, that kind of thing. I did select an image for you that I'm also going to send to you as well, because I want to start getting people clear about what your brand is. And one of the couple of exercises that I have for you around that is asking some of your current or previous clients what three words come to mind when they think of you. And I would ask as many people as who are really familiar with you and familiar with your work, or familiar with you, and they really have your, they really, they love and appreciate you, and they really have a respect for you and what you do. Ask them what three words come to mind when they think of you. When I did that exercise, the words that came for me was inspiring, warm, and creative. So I used those words in all of my branding and all of my marketing. That's why I chose like brown for the color of my website, and you know, I had exploding ideas with color for inspiring. I really try to use that in my color scheme of my site. I use that in the words I use, in the images that I pick for my Facebook post. Everything needs to reflect around that core brand, because you want to connect a visual element to what people think or feel when they hear your name, because they buy you. They understand what you do, but they buy you first. And how you are as a person, and how you are as a support system to them. So that's one of your homework assignments. And I'll have all this written down for you. But ask three words that come to mind when people think of you, and ask as many people as you can. But what you want to look for is what words were consistently used. So like when I asked about 10 people, those three words kept coming up over and over again. So that's why I pulled. Because I'm looking for consistency in the responses. And then we'll start building the brand and the post and things around that, because I want them to get a sense and a feel for you. Mm-hmm. So let's see, I was looking over your questions here again that you have. I also have another post for you for Facebook that I've actually already sort of written, and I already have the image for you, which I'm going to send to you. And this, again, is another way to ask the question on Facebook. So I'm going to send you an image file, and I'm going to send you the copy, and then you'll just post this. But what you want to do is you want, again, the people that you're connected to on Facebook to also answer that question as well. So you want to do this on Facebook. You want to do this with people that you personally know, so you can send them an email. That's what I did. I sent people an email. If you're okay with receiving the praise verbally, then you can call people on the phone. But I kind of like the email, because it sort of gives people time to sort of think about it and you know, and decide. And then, of course, I've asked people flat out, face-to-face, too. But it'll be good for you to get a sense, because a lot of times the way we see ourselves and the way other people see us is very different.
Yeah.
And it's good to get that connection going so that you really see how you're viewed, so it's in how you position yourself. And then the other thing, I'm actually kind of giving you your homework first, but the other thing I want you to do over the next week is I want you to write your story. Because people want to know what you've been through. Mm-hmm. And you don't have every single deep, dark, you know, detail, but they want to know what makes you relatable, that you've triumphed over something. And it now impacts the decision that you've made to do what you do today, to help other people to use the thing that you helped them do. So it doesn't have to be, we're not going to post the whole story. It's just to get you clear about your transition or transformation from where you were to where you are and how you support people, because it makes you relatable to people when they look at you as a potential voice, a coach for them. You know, you have what I do know of you from what Jaylene has shared with me is that you have a very extremely impressive background, that they want to know that. They want to know what you come through, and that it didn't defeat you, and that you are now transforming it and helping other people to find their voice. So it's better if it comes in your words and the way you express it and the way you say it. And so that when you're doing talks, when you're being interviewed, they're going to ask you, Ariana, how did you come to do this? So once you have it down and you sort of have your version that you feel most comfortable in telling, then it'll just roll off your tongue. But it's first to get it clear and get it on paper first, and then get it clear in your mind about what you want to say. So when that question...
I've already kind of written that from the perspective of being in the working with kids, the special needs field. So I'll just rewrite it for this audience.
Yeah, so so that would be, so that's essentially, you want to start doing at least two to three Facebook posts a week that are question oriented. You're not delivering anything yet, but you want to start getting engagement with your posts. So you want to attach an image to it, and you want to use a question, and you want to have a blend between personal posts and then things around your brand and your area of expertise and your specialty. So that would be, so asking people what they think of you, when they think about you, what three words come to mind, that's what I meant to say. Write your story and post at least three things on Facebook a week. So you can stagger them out. You can do one on Monday, one on, you know, whatever. Whatever day will work best for you. It's a 7-day-a-week platform. So maybe you say one for the weekend and then two during the week, and then the others, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Now, in terms of your Facebook tips and posts, the first thing that came to mind the second that I saw it, with the first one says, did you know it takes half an hour for liquid you drink to hydrate your vocal cords? Your vocal cords are within your larynx. I personally, I know what you're saying, and I get it. For someone that may be a lay, they might not know, well, what's a larynx?
Yeah.
They may know what it is. So I would,
well, I can consolidate it. Your vocal folds are in your airway.
Okay. What I would do is try to, and I hate to say it like this, but it's the only way that I can really get it out so that it's clear. You want to write, you want your copy to read like you're having a seventh or a six-year-old read it. They need to understand what you're saying in the most simplest way possible. So you could use the word larynx, but you want to say what that is, or put it in a way that's just really simple that no one has to guess about it. Because while I know this is your area of expertise, reads to me, when I read it, it reads above my knowledge level. So I instantly go, oh, my God, I don't know what she's saying. I'm not sure what she means by that. So people people will tend to go, oh, okay, well, you know, and they won't take the time to try to figure it out. They're reading it online.
Yeah.
So you want to really, and I hate to use this word, but you want to soften. I don't want to say the word dumb down the language. But
simplify.
Go there.
Simplify.
Simplify the language, yeah.
Okay.
Tips here, but like, and to me, the one that I actually, now, like, for me personally, the ones that I related to instantly when I read it was about milk and dairy products causing phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't use the word phlegm because, again, I got what that is, but someone else reading that may not know. Well, what is PHL? I would say cause congestion or mucus. Because people, again, at a six-year-old needs to understand, you know, are you congested, whatever, nasally or whatever the case may be, they would get that. But I do know that that's like an area that some have an issue with. A lot of us are lactose intolerant, have allergies to dairy. We don't even realize it. And keep them. These actually would even be great little nugget blog posts. I wouldn't use these as Facebook posts because they're too long.
Uh-huh.
I would use them on your blog. And they can be little nuggets. I mean, they can be like, you know, if, for example, you could use number 4, milk and dairy products cause congestion or production of excess mucus or whatever the case may be. So singers and speakers should avoid them. And this was one of the, one of the things that you wrote. I think, was this under the myths or is this myths about your voice? Okay.
That was under myths, yeah.
I would put that there. Now, see, and also, too, with this being said, this could be actually a autoresponder series. So when people would go to your website, they would opt in to learn more about you until we recording, and we could say, when we figure out what the name of this is going to be, I have to look at your copy and see what you have down and then see what I come up with. But download a free copy of my 10, how many did you have here? You have four.
Actually, there's five there, but I forgot to put a five on the fifth one.
Yeah. Well, my five myths about the voice. And then what they would do is each, either it can be in a report, so we would make a multiple page report and use a visual and then pull this copy down to just bullet point nuggets. Because it has to be something that's really simple to read, and I tip sheets and bullet points are great because we don't have to read a whole long paragraph. We're just lazy. So the simpler you can see, like for an example, I could see an image flush left, sipping water or tea moistens the vocal cord. So like I would say that would be like in a big font, the number one with a picture of a glass of water or tea, and then this one point broken down into four or five bullet points. They can look at it, read it quickly, get it, move on the next day or the next page. About drinking more water. We use a picture of a nice glass of water. We give the bullet points down. All these can tie in. These can all be like an individual page, but just bullet pointed, an image, a larger font, less text, paragraph text. And these are little things that you can actually give away. So, for example, you'll do a Facebook post. People respond to it. And our work together, I'll tell you, okay, the people that commented on your post, because we're looking for comments here, says, would you like a copy of my free five tips to the five biggest myths about your voice? And then we create this document. We email them that PDF if you don't want to do a blog post just yet. We can make a PDF document. You can email them that. At the end of that document is an invitation for them to have a conversation with you for your consultation or strategy session.
Uh-huh.
So you're on a Macintosh, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have Keynote?
I do.
You do. Okay. I will send you over, you're the first person that will have seen this, I will send you over a... I'll know what I'll do. I'll send you over a PDF of a live course I just finished teaching that I'm actually going to record online. And I'll send you the PDF it's not a workbook. It's more like a slideshow. It illustrates what I'm saying. So I'll send you a couple of examples of that. I love it because it just makes the process it creates impact and it's visual, and I just think it's a great, neat little way to make a little simple one-page, one-sheet like that. You can export them as single documents or multiple-page documents and just provide a call to action at the end. But you've got some great information here. I would just break these up and make them bullet points and not paragraphs.
Yeah, okay.
And you have plenty of content here for that already. And I wouldn't even necessarily do all of this as one big PDF document. I would actually break them up into simple one-page, two-page at the most, little templates or just little – yeah, I like to call them visual tip sheets. So it's got a little image on there, larger font, simple point, and you can drip – I consider this to be content that you create for your drip, campaign. So you're dripping this out on Facebook, you're dripping this out on LinkedIn, you're dripping this out to the people that you're currently talking to, and you know, and you like you're gifting them like a little nugget of something that they can use, and it just helps them to connect with you. So that when you are ready to then have a conversation with them about possibly working with them, they understand better about what your process is, what you look for, and how you work with people. So that would be my suggestion for that. Now, let me ask you, did you have your conversation with Ryan, I believe?
I did not, because I didn't feel like I was clear enough about what I was offering. So that whole program doc that I sent over to you, I didn't do until today, because okay. I hadn't like figured out, well, how could I make this into a 3-month program, since it's going to have to be individual, because everybody's voice is different, everybody's issues are different. But I did come up with a kind of template finally this morning. Yeah. So
let me upload them, and let me put them into my thing, and I'll look at them now with you. Just give me a second to put them up on my server.
And what I'll do in the future is just put this stuff into Google Docs, and
okay.
Then I'll send you a link to it. I'll share the doc with you. Okay. That way, instead of...
Yeah, that's how Jaylene and I communicate with one another, and we live in the same house.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I'm doing it now. Let's see here, program, okay, upload. All right, so it is done. Let me open up program first. Okay. The first thing is this is just for you and I to read, but I wouldn't show this to him exactly.
No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
I felt like I needed to be clear about exactly what I was offering as a program before I called him.
Well, you called him.
Because I wasn't even sure it was going to like need to be 3 months or fit into 3 months, or, you know, I didn't even know how long it was going to be.
So the goal is a dynamic, expressive, confident, healthy voice, and I would say that engages, because this is what we're speaking about, that engages your audience. And
how about that? Your heart and your passion.
So what I just added on, I love what you started with. I said your goal, a dynamic, expressive, confident, healthy voice that engages your audience and pulls them into your talk is one simple way to put it. Now, I wouldn't worry a lot about the exact verbiage just yet. And the reason why is because your client or the people that you want to work with, let me put it like that, we have to start with what we know, and what we know is what you know how to do and how you do it. I would caution you, though, to be very mindful of how much quote unquote technical language you use when you're talking to people. Because like I said, they won't get it. They won't understand it. You want to stay very focused on the result, and your process is, to put it bluntly, is your business. It's how you do what you do to support them. Now, of course, if they want a nap, if they want, you know, to say, well, how are you exactly going to do it? Then, of course, you'll go into more definition and explain things a little bit more clearer for them. And they may already know some of this information already. But as a general rule of thumb, when you're talking about it in general and you're not quite sure what the person's knowledge base is around your specialty, that you be just mindful of the language being too, I don't even want to use the word medical specific, but just they need to understand very clearly, like I said, at a sixth grade learning level, oh, this is what's going to happen when we do this. This is how it's going to, you know, like, for example, you ask, are you doing this? Is this happening when you're speaking? And they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, then you would go, well, there's a simple technique I can show you to correct that. Or there's a couple of techniques or a series of techniques I can show you to improve that. Without getting into too much of the, I'm just going to use the word medical languaging, that may go over their head and they're not understanding what you're saying. At the end of the day, the person wants a dynamic. I love this. You know, do you want a dynamic, more expressive, more confident, and a healthy voice that engages audiences and pulls them into your talk? Pulls them into your speech or whatever it is that you're doing. That's something that anyone of this market is going to look at and go, yes, I want all of those things. Because at every single bullet point that I said, you want it to be a yes. Yes, I want to be dynamic. Yes, I want to be expressive, confident. Those are all great words. And then the result is, well, this is how I can help you achieve that. But I want, you know what your language is with this, what your verbiage is that you'll use, but now we want to get what your ideal customer's language is. We need to get their words. So by asking people, one, what three words would they use to describe you, then we go back and we can ask them in that same conversation. Like you asked the question, let's see, what was the document that I looked at just a second ago, but I loved this question. Do you like the sound of your voice? If you could change one thing about your voice, what would that be? And then them tell you what's going on for them, because you want to repeat back in your copy their verbiage.
Uh-huh. Now, I was thinking, you know, along these lines of finding out what people want,
mm-hmm.
Asking in my LinkedIn groups, say I'm developing my program,
mm-hmm.
would love your assistance,
mm-hmm.
And then ask questions
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. And ask them to, if you can, Ariana, really try to see if you can get them to get on the phone with you. You'll get a lot more information by being on the phone with them as opposed to being email-based.
Well, these people in these LinkedIn groups are not people that I know. These are people that I'm in this LinkedIn group with.
No, it's okay.
Because we did the same work with either Ryan or George Cow.
Okay. Well, what I would ask them is basically this, what you exactly said. I'm thinking about, or I'm in the process of putting together a program on fill in the blank, on how to improve the quality of your voice and increase sales. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, that's our market. We have to use that verbiage in there, because otherwise, like I said, they go, well, you know, I don't think anything's wrong with my voice, but it's like, oh, but if I improve my voice and increase my sales, okay, now you got their attention, okay? And then you simply ask them. I mean, I've done that with many people. I mean, you didn't know me before you reached out to me, and we got on the phone together. You know, so what you'll do is you'll just say, you know, I would love it if it works with your schedule. I'd love to hop on the phone for maybe 15 minutes. I promise to be respectful of your time. Most people will do that if you put it in that manner. I'm respectful of your time. I would just love to chat with you for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. It would help me to better address your needs. And I honestly feel even the most sought after people always love to give their opinion. You know, and some flat out may say, well, maybe they won't want to get on the phone with you. Maybe they'll say, well, can you just shoot me an email and I'll answer that way. And if that's fine, that's what they want to do, that's great. Then you'll handle it that way. But, I know that at this place right now, it's far more important that you at least begin the engagement and the conversation, because it'll help you to then get clear about your own myths, about what you think they want or how they're going to, respond to you or what they're saying. And I look at it this way. It's a bold move, but it's one that's not out of character to do. And if someone on a level that you would like to work with responds to that, they'll get curious about what you're doing and may even go so far as to say, Ariana, let me know when this is ready. I'd like to learn more about this. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So essentially the process of doing this is the beginning stages of your marketing, the actual process of asking for these interviews.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's never too soon to start letting people know what you're working on, and it just gets them interested, it gets them excited. I forgot to ask you this. Do you have an email list of potential prospects?
I have an email list. I have eye contact, but it's not this client group.
Okay.
And it's not very big either.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, so.
So what I really want to do is get people like Ryan and George Cow, who have big email lists, to want to, promote me, do an interview with me and say, hey, here's another program that you people might be interested in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, see, I really feel, like I said, the best things you can do, even beyond the story, if you even had to put that off until week after next and do that one, I would say the best thing you can do is start developing some kind of content that you can start dripping out there. And that's why I think these nuggets could be really good, these things that you wrote down for Facebook posts, but I would make them like a document as opposed to typing it all into Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you could do to start to build this new list, all you would need is a simple one page somewhere on your existing blog or a new page on a new blog or however you want to handle that, and offer up these tips as an opt-in offer. So you put the form up there and you say, I have this, these tips on the five myths. The five myths, let's see, I lost my space on it. Where did it go? I think I had it on another page. Oh, I had it right here. I've got so many windows open.
Five myths about the voice.
And make it even stronger. Five myths about the voice that is sabotaging something like limiting your self-confidence and sabotaging your sales results. Something along that line. Because many people are not doing the talks and they're not taking advantage of opportunities to get out and speak because they don't like their voice. And the effect of that is that they're sabotaging themselves and limiting their opportunities to increase their income.
Yeah, okay, so another probably number one on this list should be, I can't change my voice.
Mm.
A lot of A lot of people think they can't change their voice.
Okay. See, that's fantastic. And that could be something alone. That could be when we do our interview and I interview you, that'll be the first thing that I'll ask you. It says, you know, Ariana, the common myth that people feel like that they say that they feel they can't change their voice. Is that really true? And then you explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Just some techniques about how they, you know, what your process is for that. You know.
Yeah, I have really fun things that that can show how you can talk differently.
Hear this myself. Change your voice. Increase your.
And actually, something that I would love to do is do a coaching with you, and I would be happy to gift that to you. But there are just some really simple things that would make your voice more effective.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, that's whenever you want to do it, we can schedule it. I would love to do that. I would love to do that because I can be your testimonial.
Exactly. You can say, hey, she did this for me, and you know, it was really fun and really helpful, you know, whatever it is that you think to say. But
when would you want to schedule that? Would you want to do it next week?
Yeah, let me get into my calendar here.
And obviously we'll do it separate from our regular call, so.
Exactly. And I would love to do it in person, so if you can come over to my studio, that would be the best.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Let me look up my Google, and we can pull that up. So that would be wonderful. That would actually be great because then I get a chance to, that would actually even help me to better help you with coming up with copy.
Yeah.
So
next week I could do Monday around 3:30 or 4.
Okay. Either time.
Okay. How about 4 o'clock on Monday?
Welcome Monday. Okay. Ariana meeting. Okay. And let's see here. What I'll do is I'll just put that in. How long will our session be?
Let's have an hour.
An hour. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. And just email me your address information, and I will put it in my Google Calendar. And so I have it in my, because it'll automatically go to my phone, and I'll have it there.
Okay, so that'll be, so Monday the 9th at 4 p.m.
The 9th, approve your voice, private session. I can already tell that based on what you're saying already, without even, I just have this feeling as you're saying it right now that these could be simple one-off strategy sessions that you could do that you could be charging money for, and then leveraging people into programs. I want to start with, as we continue over our time together, to continue to drill down and flesh out more of what this is going to look like for you. I want to be able to get you to a place where you can start monetizing this quickly. So once I have my session with you and I'll have a much better sense of how you actually work,
yeah,
this will be the offer that we create for people to have at the end of these individual reports.
Yeah.
So that we're in a conversation with you, we create a form for that, like an intake form like what I did with you. They'll fill that out. You'll get a sense of, you know, where the conversation will go, so you can get right to the point, get them on the phone, offer them this program. It can be a simple one session, and you can do it over Skype. The result could be so dramatic for them that they'll want the next thing. They'll sell themselves to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited about this. I'm extremely excited about this. Yeah, and I will blast you all over Facebook with all of my colleagues. I'm like, literally because I'm telling you right now, we are all preparing. We are in the beginning stages of preparing for our live event that's happening for in the 28th of October. Our coach is actually starting to work with us to flesh out what that's going to look like. And we'll be having many coaching calls prior to that actual session or the actual day of that event. So after our time together, you know, I will definitely tell my senior coach what my results were with you and then recommend you to all of them. Because I know that that's something we all are doing teleseminars. We're all doing telesummits. And I have a very, very good rapport with all of them. So if they see it in me and I say, you know, I really think that you should consider having a session with her, you find out that right away.
Fabulous.
You are simple. I love this. I love the fact that you said this. Like, you can't, I mean, I'm just like, I'm so excited right now because I'd love it if there was some way that we could create something that what I call the no-brainer offer, something that was very entry-level that they could get a real good experience, see a really good result right away, and then they get excited about wanting to know more, to go deeper. But, you know, sometimes if people have no sense of what you do, it's hard to get them into the higher-priced things.
Yeah.
If they get a really quick sense, you know, we're a fast action-oriented society. We want things quick, and we want results yesterday. So, you know, the quicker we can get to that, then I think the better. It'll just sell itself. So, very excited about this. So good. Okay, wonderful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on a tangent like that, but I just thought, wow, this is awesome.
Right.
So, so I think based on what we talked about already, we sort of have our work set up for the next week. Is there anything that you want some clarity around and need some additional support on while we're talking just in general, whether it's about this or just in general?
Well, let me look at so that's good coaching about the technical language, because I do have the anatomical medical background. I can kind of go into that, and I've been in this you know, trying to present myself as a highly, not credentialed, but experienced provider of something that is sort of quasi-medical. So, so I have to reorient my my materials and my thinking, because I'm not needing to come off as a medical professional or an educational professional,
right,
in this field. So get back to the. But what I love about this, I have to tell you that this whole thing is like not just really exciting, but it's such a relief to me too, because in trying to go for the kids with special needs or people recovering from traumatic brain injury or, you know, people, kids with speech delays and all this, I kept feeling like I didn't have enough credentials to do it and that I needed some kind of master's degree or needed some more certification or, you know, something that was going to persuade people that I was an appropriate person to hire for this. And doing this stuff is like, oh, duh. I don't need any more credentials to do this. I know so much stuff, and all of my background feeds in to this. All of my dance background for the posture, and I've taught yoga also, so for the posture and the breathing and the stretches that are going to help get the breathing going right for singing. And then all my performing experience and my acting experience in terms of creating a more engaging and expressive voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the listening programs, because the voice is controlled by the ear. So, and this is a piece that nobody, I don't think anybody else out there has who's doing voice coaching.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that piece. So there are a lot of ways in which improving our listening ability actually improves our voice. And then the ear voice training, being able to use the equipment, and you know, and it's fun. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that. That's the kind of thing, even in shifting the way you spoke about it, you know, I can feel the likeness about the whole experience with you. Because that's what people really want. I mean, we are a society where we are having to use our voice. It's just a key component in our business, even when we're going to interview for a job. You know, I mean, while I hated the sound of my voice as a kid growing up, I'll share this with you, I understood the impact that my voice had on people from an early age, because I would see myself going into, like, a store or whatever, and I would open up my mouth and speak, and people would turn around and look at me like, well, where did that come from? You know, and I've always known that about me. But it was so funny that it was a thing that I knew was, I guess, an asset to me, but it also felt like a detriment to me. I hated the sound of it. I don't know what was on my nerves. When I heard it back in a recording, I don't sound like that.
Right. You know? Right. Well, and another thing that I see myself doing is being part of a team when people are doing in-person events.
Mm.
So there are in-person events where coaches are getting together to, you know, work on their whatever. And I can come in and do an hour. I would love to have an hour. Maybe people wouldn't want to give me an hour, but to talk about some of these myths about the voice and to play with vocal expression so that people can get an understanding of how to use their voice differently and start being able to do it a little bit differently.
Beautiful, beautiful. There's such a need for what you do. I don't even think you fully know.
Well, and then there are the issues that are going to come up, because our voice is us in a very profound way. And the way we speak has often been determined by things that happened in our lives. So, like, I might make a guess that Ryan decided that he wanted to be a gentle person, and that he wanted to be non-threatening. And that's part of why his voice comes out the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that then becomes limiting at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be confronting to change your voice because it's so wrapped up in this particular self-image.
Right. This is good stuff. See, this is good. Because this what you're saying, this is like something I had met. And you brought up a golden point right there. It's like we attach our self-image to the way we sound and the way that we're being presented in the world. I mean, my thing growing up for me was that my mother was a school teacher. And so, you know, we couldn't use words that were considered slang around her.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I mean, there's many things I do now that, you know, now that I'm not living with her, that she would probably kill me if she heard me. But as a kid, it was just very important, you know, to her that we, you know, we spoke well and we just sounded well, and people would ask us, where are you from, and all of this kind of thing, which we never understood. It was just the way that we were taught to speak. So, but even that in and of itself may have had its own inherent issues around it that, you know, I haven't really fully embraced or understood. And that's something that I know no one's ever spoken about, because, you know, when you are an entrepreneur, it brings up every single issue that you have about yourself, including perception. And, you know, in order for the business to be successful, you have to be out there. You have to be vocal, you know, physically as well as, you know, as well as vocally. And if there's any issues around shame or feeling the need to hide or dumb down or play down who you are, your brilliance, I call it, yes, that has a profound effect. So, yeah, what I'm trying to do...
And that all does show up in our voice.
Beautiful.
It does.
See, I think that you will find that so much of your work with people will be around those issues. I know that you have very specific techniques physically that you will do with people to improve their voice.
Mm-hmm.
But things that you just said right now, that's your gold right there. Because we all have shame, and we all have fear, and we all have these writing issues that do affect us. And I never equated that with the way my voice comes across.
Yep.
So be able to go there with people, you'll find that that'll be what people will hire you for. That's going to be 90%. Of it. The 10% will be what you actually do to help them. Natural processes that you actually do.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be 90% of it, honestly. I really feel that. Because we all have the shame. We all have, you know, if you were told to be quiet, then your voice probably drops when you feel
yeah.
anxious.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And all of that, being able to go there with your clients and speak to that, Ariana, will then bond them to you. They'll bond with you so that they feel in partnership with you, that you understand what's going on in that respect, and now you're giving them the tools to breathe and open up and release and use their voice in a way that they don't need to hide anymore. And that's what's going to make people go, okay, how many programs do you, and how many sessions is it, and where do I sign up?
right.
And that's what you want. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
This conversation has helped me a lot better to get even more clear about what your processes will be.
Yeah.
Even the conversation
right.
you're having with me right helpful.
Good. Well, my client just got here, so.
So I will. You on Monday at 4:00. I will send you over the recording and my notes. You'll probably get it later on this evening or early tomorrow, and then we will schedule next week's session for next week. I think we're going to do Wednesdays at 2:00.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're scheduled now for Wednesdays at 2:00.
Beautiful. All right, Ariana, you have a wonderful evening.
Hey, my dear, you too.
Take care.
See you soon. Bye.